So we're going to start on 126. We're middle of Perek Mem Dalet. And we're going to finish Mem Dalet quickly because he gets into some really deep stuff here that I don't really understand. And then Mem Hay is very down to earth and very practical. So the last four prokim have been dealing with, it's all one set, there's three sheets. The last prokim have been dealing with the details, the nature of Ahava and Yira. Two different types of Ahava, two different types of Yira. And we talked about Ahavas Olam and Ahava Rabba. Ahava Rabba being a gift from above. Here's a copy of the Sefer. Ahava Rabba is a gift from above. Ahava Soilam is through analysis of the world and its various niflois in all of its various forms of contemplation, analysis, and so on. So let's see. We're right by the two dots on page 126. Bine, it's about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Bine beis b'chinas ahavas eila. These two types of love, namely the gift from above, ahava rabba, and ahavas eilam, which is love, which is created out of our own industry. Avshen Yerushalayim avasein. Albeit that every Jew has it. We get it from the inheritance from the Avos HaKadoshim. K'may teva b'nafshesenu, it's natural to the Jewish soul to love God. V'chein ha'yira ha'kalula b'hen, so to awe, or fear actually in this case, is included in love. Why? Shehi lorim miliparet chas v'shalom, because every love by definition will contain fear. Fear of what? Fear that I'm going to lose the love. So by definition, every love is going to contain a fear of the loss of that love. It has to be that way. I remember having an argument once with a liberal federation person about all embracing, all religions are good, everything is all equal, it's all loving. I said to them that if there is no hatred for something, there is no love. If you don't hate the person who is a danger to your child, you don't love your child. It's just that there is no anything that threatens love is you're going to hate. It's just the way that's so there is built into love is fear. And he says, "Shehu lira," it's the fear, "miliparet chas v'shalom," to be separated, "mimkar chayenu," from the root, from the source of our life, "ve'alvinu amiti," our true Father, Baruch Hu, blessed is he. But afal piken, I want you to know, he says, despite the fact that it's ours and it's our inheritance, and we have love and we have fear. They're not considered love and fear, which are natural, only when they're intellectual. And hidden in the heart. So when do we say that they're considered natural? That's when they're in there intellectually. What does that mean? What's the other option? The other option is emotional, right? Real love. Love that's alive. Fear that's alive, that's felt, that can be perceived, right? So he's saying here that when are they considered the natural ones? That's when they are there intellectually. V'oz mikaymen b'yud sviris d'yitzir. Here's where he loses us. Then their place comes from, remember there's four worlds. There's Atzilus, there's Bria, there's Yetzira, and then there's Asiya. Okay? So if we're relying on the intellectual love, then the mitzvahs that we do in a state of that love can only be elevated to the world of Yetzira. Halavai. Uveshem heimalis yivama teva mitzvahs habayis machmasan v'sibasan. If we're acting on that intellectual love and fear, then the mitzvahs we do as a result of that intellectual love and fear can only be elevated to that world of Yitzir. Aval, right after the period, two lines from the bottom on 126. Aval k'shem b'yizgalus libay. But if a person is really able to emotionally get into the love and the fear, Nikra Ru'usa Deliba Bizaya, that's called an awakening of the heart. That's real emotion. Then the mitzvahs are able to be elevated to a higher, greater, more exalted place, namely the 10 spheres of Briyah. And then it's going to be able to elevate with them all of the Torah mitzvahs who were done as a result of, I'm feeling great about God. Feeling, intellectual, not just intellectually, but emotionally. And as we had earlier, that if a person arrives at a moment like this, it takes with it everything that we've done up until that point, which have been dry and without love, without fear. If a person can just get into the moment, you know, even during a Yom Kippur Kotan service, and is able to get, emotionally involved, then he's able to elevate everything up until that point. Why? Now we're on Daf Samech Daled, the top line. Because due to the fact that up until now, the love and the awe and the fear were part of a concealed love that came to us as a result of Yerusha. But now it's coming. Now we're bringing it out to the forefront through our industry. We're able to somehow make it into real emotional love and fear. And all you they are das, the process, the methodology that brings it to life is das. And it's embedded through our contemplation from the depth of our heart. And therefore it's yatir v'todir bein tzoy baruch hu. It's more and it's constant dealing with the infinite. Blessed is he, echu chayenu mamash. Contemplating the fact that the Ribbono Shel'Olam is really our life. He's our true father. And everybody knows what it says in the Tikkun HaZoyer. Anybody who doesn't know this is just, I'm an idiot. Ki ba'olam ha'briah, mikanan otaman, ima, in the world of Briah, that's where the ima ilah, the motherly force above, bemoans the fact she is Bainisbar and Saif Chayachaim. That's the real active contemplation in the infinite light, the source of all life. Kamam Elio, like Elio Nabi says, Bina Liba, Bina, real understanding takes place in the heart, Ubahalev Maven, and that's where the heart understands. So anybody who didn't know that is just totally absent, right? Now, Valayait, not only that, meaning not only are we saying that there's this huge gap of a difference between intellectual love and emotional love. These two types of love, the Havas Olam and the Havas Rabbah, hang klulos min b'chinas Havas Rabbah u'gedoyim me'ulam midechilu v'dechilu musichliyam. They're far greater than any intellectual love, any intellectual fear. Asher Havas Nikra le'el b'shem Havas Olam. Nonetheless, even though it's there, it's embedded in our heart. Nonetheless, we need to work hard, lahasig, to grasp, even if we're gifted the love from above, we still have to put forth the effort to generate our own love out of our own industry, habam mitvuna, vidas, bigdulas Hashem, that comes from contemplating and thinking about the greatness of Hashem, in order to increase the inferno, the fire, the bonfire of Ahav, of our love, in a burning fire, in an uplifted flame, a flame that's going to burn and ascend heavenward. This is the yearning of the Jew, to the point where no distraction. We know the Maim Rabim, he has a whole Maimer on this in Parshas Noach. The Baal Tanya has a whole Maimer about Daigus HaParnasa, referred to as Maim Rabim, that Maim Rabim cannot extinguish the love. When Ahars Liyishtefu and all the rivers can't extinguish the love, Ki Yesh Yisrael Umayel Lepchinas Ahavik Yish Be'esh Vishal Heves Aza, because there is a tremendous advantage to the love which is like fire. Haba mitzvuna v'das, a love that does come out of the result of contemplation. Bigdulas ein sof baruch hu, meaning don't rely on just the love that we have that as we discussed last week. I'm a Jew at heart. I have it in my bones. I love God. Leave me alone. That doesn't work. You got to spend some time thinking about it. It's the difference of gold over silver. K'meshecht of the Kamon, he's going to write about this more later on. By the way, here he really summarizes Shitas Chabad in four lines. Chabad philosophy in four lines is right here. This is the sum total of man and his purpose in this world. What is it? Leman das es kved Hashem, to really get to know the glory, the dignity of Hashem, v'yikar tveres kedulasa, in the splendor of His beauty, of His greatness, ish ish kefi asher yuchal seis. Each of us is obligated to pursue knowledge of God to whatever degree we can. And that's what we're here for. He says it right here. This is the summary of it. I mean, so many people have difficulty, like with all the lofty talk and all this business. Just do what you got to do. Who cares? You know, stop with all your... Here he says, no, this is the point of man. And he says it's explicitly written in the Zohar, Parshas Bo'i, that the purpose of life is begin the yishtamudenle in order to get to know God. Okay? Kanaida. So, that's the purpose of life, and as he told us a few weeks ago, that even Torah and mitzvahs in a certain way we fulfill because it's going to bring us to get to know HaKadosh Baruch.
Same thing as Dveikus.
It's, that is the same thing as Dveikus, right? Dveikus in what?
Dveikus Pasha.
Oh, who is he? That's what he's saying.
I'm just asking.
Right. But he's saying, yeah, we use it, but you got, there's got to be Dveikus in who? Dveikus in what? That's what he's saying. Okay. But now he talks to us. So this is very lofty, holy stuff, love and love, this type of love and that type of love and this type of fear and that type of fear, and he loses us. But there's another way. There is another way. For those of us who have the zitzfleish of a sharp pencil, we have no ability to sit and contemplate anything for very long. So how are we going to ever do anything right? So look at Perek Memhei. There is another path, a straight path, a yosher path. Lifnei ish, before each of us, lasoig b'toiru mitzvahs lishman, that we can toil in Torah mitzvahs lishma, meaning on the highest level. How? Aidei midosei shel yayin kevavinu al habodesh shalom, by utilizing the attribute of Yaakov Avinu. What's his attribute? Shemidas harachamim. The attribute of Yaakov Avinu is rachmanus. What's he saying? He says very simple. Lo'ere b'machshavtoi t'chila, to arouse first and foremost in our thoughts, rachamim rabim lifnei Hashem, to plead for mercy before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al nitzu tzelikus, for the spark of godliness, hamechaye nafshay, that which gives life to our soul, meaning the chelik elikai, our neshama. Turn the page to 128. Ashe yorad mimikoyroi, that has descended from its source, chaya chayim, the life of all life, ein seif baruchu, the infinite one, hamamala kolam, and that suffuses all the worlds, v'seif of kolam, and the neshama comes from such exalted places, that which suffuses all the worlds, and envelops all the worlds, v'kule kamei kalei chashiv, the neshama comes from such a high place, where nothing in the world has any value whatsoever. And look, Rabbeinu Shalom, v'nislabish, look where this neshama is. It's embodied, it's enclosed, it's trapped, it's imprisoned. B'mashcha d'chavi, in the skin of the serpent, in a physical body. Harochek, that is so distant, me'ar p'nei melech, from the face of the king. B'tachlis aherchek, in the epitome, in the utmost distance. Because this physical world is the ultimate in the condensed, worst darkness. And look where our neshama is, Rabbeinu Shalom. And on top of that, that's a neshama who is in a good body. Ubiflat kishi yizkro kol ma'asav. And then we go think, and then my neshama, when I think back to all my actions, vidiburov, and my speech, umachshavayisav, and my thoughts, miyayma yoysay, from the day I came into being, or how about just today, ashaloy toivim, that are so god-awful, hema, umelach asa beruhutim, and the king is chained, rachmanu litzlan, v'rihite meicha, in chains of the mind, kiyakiv chevenach losay, because the king himself is connected. Here he's referring to something he says in Igeres HaTshuva. He writes there that the neshama, the pasuk says, Yankiv cheva nachlosa, that Yankiv is a rope. A rope, you could be a mile away. If a rope is hanging and you move it, it's going to be felt up on top. So too, the neshama below, due to the fact that it's a chedek of the kamimal, when we corrupt our lives here, we're affecting the Shayrish Neshama above. And about this attitude, about contemplating the pathetic plight of the Neshama, Nemar v'yoshiv al Hashem, which you return to Hashem, excuse me, v'yorachmeyu, and Hashem will have pity on us, l'oire rachmim rabim al shem Hashem, that we, each one of us needs to arouse heavenly mercy over the name of Hashem, Hashoichen itanu, that dwells inside of us. Kidichsiv, like the pasuk says, Hashoichen itam, the Rebbeinu Shalem who dwells within them, v'seich tumasam, even in our averus, the Rebbeinu Shalem is here. Look where we're dragging God. And this is what the pasuk says. Why Yankiv? The pasuk says, "Vayishak Yankiv leRachel, and Yankiv kissed Rachel. Vayisias kolav yevchen. He lifted his voice and he wept." What's the connection? Why did he weep? He kissed her and he wept. Says the Baal Tanya, "Ki Rachel iknesses Yisrael. Rachel is the people that have klal Yisrael mikar kol neshamis. Rachel is the source of all of our neshamis." V'yankiv b'midosai hel yayna, Yankiv Avinu, and his exalted midah, shu midas harachmim, which is the midah of compassion, of mercy, shebatzilus, hu ame'oire rachmim rabim aleh, he is the one who arouses heavenly mercy for the source of these neshamas, for the rachel. And therefore, v'yisa es koiloi l'mayla, he lifted his voice. V'yisa es koiloi, he lifted his voice above to the highest places, limikar arachmim, to the source of all mercy, al yonim, hanikra of arachmim, umikarim, that source which is called the father of all mercy and the source of all mercy. Vayevchen, he wept. Lo'ir, to arouse, ulahamshech misham, to draw from that source of mercy, rachamim rabim al kol haneshamos. If we can't arouse love, and we can't arouse fear or awe, we can certainly arouse mercy. Right? If we can't, Rabbeinu Shlom, I can't feel anything. How pathetic is my life? Look what I've done to my neshama. This is something everybody can relate to. I have a neshama which is a chedek of the kaimim ma'al. Rabbeinu Shlom, have rachmanis on your neshama that you've put into me. Look what I've done to it. This is a yasha. This is a straight path that everybody can relate to. A call on Hashem is to arouse heavenly mercy on all the souls. V'al mikar Knesset Yisrael, on the source, on the root of Knesset Yisrael, la'aloysan migalusan, to elevate them from their galus, uliyachdon, to once again unify them, b'yichud ha'elyon baruch orin seif baruch hu, with a complete unity with the infinite Arav Hashem, Bibchinis Nishikin, in the form of a kiss. What's a kiss? She is Stavkus Rucha Berucha. Kiss is the connection of one spirit to another. Kameshiksiv Yishakenim in Nishikas Piyo, like it says, he should kiss me with the kiss of his mouth. Dainu Iskashrus Dibura Adam. This is what we do every time we speak words of Torah. B'dvar Hashem zu halacha. Every time a Jew speaks Torah, it is a mouth-to-mouth kiss with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein machshava b'machshava, and the same is true of thought with his thought. U'maisa b'maisa, shu'maisa mitzvah. This refers to the maisa mitzvah. U'befrat, and especially Ma'isa Tzedakah V'Chesed, especially actions of loving kindness. Why? Because the Zohar says Chesed Ro Yemina, that Chesed is the right arm. V'ubchinis Chibuk Mamish, and what that is a celestial hug. The pasuk says, "In his right hand shall embrace me." The esek al Torah b'dibur amachsheves ha'ian, and this toil of Torah in speech and in enveloping our thoughts, hemchinas nishik and mamish, that is a literal kiss with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'inal yudeze, and by doing, arousing this heavenly mercy, in addition to the fact that we've aroused that mercy, but even a greater accomplishment is that if we do this before we fulfill a mitzvah and we say, Rabbeinu Shalom, allow this mitzvah to reconnect me with you, to have this hug, to have this kiss, that will bring a person to this level of love, in a revealed way, Pasuk says that Yaakov redeemed Avram. How does Yaakov redeem Avram? He says, Yaakov is midas harachmim. Yaakov is mercy. Avram is love. If we utilize the midah of Yaakov, of that rachmanus, asher padas Avram, it'll open up the floodgates of love. Now this reminded me of a piece of Maranayim. Now, Maranayim, Rav Nachum of Chernobyl, take the Maranayim in Parshas Vayishlach, speaks about Yaakov Avinu. And he says like this, Dav Kuf Chof, in this version of, in the two-volume Maranayim. Al Ken LaYechim and Yisrael's Gidanoshe. It says, therefore, Klal Yisrael should not eat the Gid Anosha. Right? This is the, what do we call it? The sciatica nerve, or whatever it is. The Gid. Noida, everybody knows, Ki besoid Oshan, that the world operates with Oshan. What's Oshan? Oshan is smoke. Shu Oilam Shana Nefesh. It's space, time and soul. B'chol echad yesh kem shleima, in every one of them of time, space, and soul, there is a full gestalt, meramach evarim shesagidim, 248 limbs, 365 gidim, sinews or veins, me'ein kem shalem. So you have, in the human being, you have the limbs, and you have 365 days in the year, and so on. By the way, this is not a Hasidic concept. This comes from the Ravid. The Ravid writes about it in the Sefer Yetzirah. Aposuk, he says it, Vahar Sinai Oshan Kulo. He says it on the Posuk. It says, Vahar Sinai was totally up in smoke. Oshan there referred to Oilam Shana Nefesh. Shetevas Oshan Miramas Oilam Shana Nefesh. That's where the Ravid says it. Kikamoy Shiash Bin Nefesh Kaimah Miramach Yvarim Shesogid. And we all understand that just like in the human being, there is a structure of 365 sinews and 248 limbs. Ken yesh ba'olam, so too is there in the world. Right? So the world has a reish, and the world has a lev. Yerushalayim is the lev. And New York City has a certain other body part, and so on. Tibor aretz, pi aretz, you find in the Torah that you have the pi aretz, ervas aretz, and so on. V'chem v'shana. So too do we find in the days of the year. Hayamim miyuchadim, we find, interestingly, unique days. Shekol echem mishasa yamim, each one of the 365 days, hubchinis gid prati, is a separate sinyo. V'yayim tes ba'av, and the day of the ninth of Av, hubchinis gid anoshe, the ninth of Av, is the Gidanosh, I mean Kaimas Hashana, of the days of the year. What does that mean? Shehu b'pchinas achurayim, it is the hind part. Somebody has a kuf chaf aleph Kuf Kaf Aleph, next page there. It is the back, the hind part, Sheshama Chizus HaKlipus, where the dark side has access to it. That's why we don't eat the hind part of the animal. V'alkenu Zman Shlitasan, therefore the dark side has dominion. Shenechrav Abayis B'Rishayna B'Shniya, that the first and second Mishnah English were destroyed. V'nilkada Beita V'necha Sho'ir, and Beita was captured and the city was plowed. Avur Shehu Yoim Shlitasan V'Achizasan, because that was the day that the dark side has the greatest, Rahmanasan, the greatest strength. Shenita Namaisa Yoim, that day is given to that side. That's where they have access in the day, in the gestalt of the year. Just like Yom Kippur, Shu Yom Elyon V'Kodesh, it is the highest day, the deepest day. V'Kedushas Ma'ala Al Kol Hashana, it is the highest, most exalted day of the year. Shu Chiyas Al Kol Hashana Umuvcha Shu B'Kulam V'Kedush, it's the chosen day for holiness. Chazal tells us, the Gemara says that on Yom Kippur, the Satan has no permission to prosecute, to make trouble. Hashem makes the holiest day, and then the opposite, which is the lowest day. The lowest day is Tes Ba'av. Tisha B'Av Yom Muvcha B'Sitra Achra. Tisha B'Av is the chosen day for the other side. Lias Lein Achiza Yisera, they have greater access. B'Yom Zan this day Shal Kain. Ira by Mash Ira. That's why the stuff that happened on it happened on it. V'Zeu Mokem, next paragraph. V'Zeu Mokem Remizas Tisha B'Av B'Toira. That's where Tisha B'Av is alluded to in the Torah. B'Pasek Zan this. What does the Pasek say? Al Kain La'Yechlu B'nei Yisrael. Therefore, the children of Israel shall not eat. S is Rosh Tevis Tisha of. Klal Yisrael are not going to eat on Tisha of, on the ninth day of Av. Shaz la yechlu b'nei Yisrael, they're not going to eat. Al Yisrael, they're going to fast. Why? Shal yitnu koyach ayde achilos in the sidracha, so that they won't give strength through their eating to the other side. Chazal say, someone who eats on Tisha B'Av, it's as if they ate the Gidanoshe. Now, top of the page. Remember, it says there by the battle that Yaakov Avinu has with this angel, that a person battled with him, struggled with him, wrestled with him, until the sun comes up. This is still going on. The struggle continues. Kihu Satan wa Yetzahara. This is the same guy. He is the Satan. He is the Yetzahara. The Tamed umis Abik. He is constantly wrestling. Vayiches bi Yisrael, and he is holding on to Klal Yisrael, the Katrigon, to prosecute. Ula harchikon mimeni Yisroch, and to distance us from Hashem. Ula hate Olam, and to do evil to them. V'utamid kain, and this is the way it will be, adalais hashachar, until the sun comes up. She yisnoitzetz oiron u'bihirosin sheyisol, the light, the clarity of Klal Yisrael will come up. Bimei Mashiach tzidkenu b'meir b'yameinu, in the days of Mashiach, when the lights will go on. She'oz ne'mar, because about that time it says, v'ezeruach ha'tuma avi min ha'aretz, I will remove the tuma from the world. Hashem will slaughter them in Batzra, which is the nullification, getting rid of evil from the world. And the clarification of Kedusha in the world. Then the war with Amalek ceases. As we all know, that's from the backside. Shaz Yisyachdu Yisrael B'Bayra, and then Klal Yisrael will be unified with their Creator B'Pchinas Zivug Panim B'Panim. That's when the kiss, face to face, mouth to mouth, will take place. Me'ein Shum Kitzur Garach Hashem, without any prosecution. Hepach b'mashenemar achar ha-korban. The opposite of what it says after the destruction, where the pasuk says, "Heshiv achayim," and he turned his back to us. Then it was a relationship from the back, not from the face. It says that Yaakov Avinu saw, the angel saw that he couldn't beat him. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will never neglect us, he'll never forsake us. He gave him one day. He gave the Yetzirah this one day. Sham nagalara. There, he was able to prosecute va'asa ma'asa, and the damage was done in that day. And therefore, bo hagolus b'chlal b'frat. As a result of that, we have golus in general and in each of our persons. Shu golus ha'neshama mi'yetzirah. That's the golus that all of our neshamas are in. From evil. Through the darkness that covers over the natural light of that which we should be able to attain, is nitol v'nischaser hadas miYisrael. We lose out, we've lost our ability of das. She'en lam das shalom, we've lost our complete and total focus. The pinnacle, the highlight of when we had das, was at the giving of the Torah. Shesigu ma shesigu, they attained at that time what they were able to gain. Shu soid shenimzu rosa Torah lechitzonim. This is the rachmanis, that the secrets of Torah were given to the other side. Ayde shenechsam Yisrael das ha Torah, because Klal Yisrael lost out on their perspective in Torah. Through the darkness of Yetzirah Shu Machshech Ha'or, he conceals the light, Umarchikas Yisrael Me'Abay Baruch Hu, and distances us from Hashem. But that is only Ad Alayis HaShachar. It's only until the time that the sun comes up, Imher B'Yameinu speedily in our days. Oz Yabitul Ara, then Hashem will get rid of evil. Sha'oz, because about that time it says, Umala Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem, the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, Kameshiksiv, Ki Kulam Yeduasi, all of the world will know me, the Mikatnam Yagodlam, from their smallest to their greatest. Shemimela Yekach, that's an automatic outcome, Kishi Yivur Haram in Oilam, when evil will be removed from the world, Via Oz Shlemus HaTorah, then Torah will be whole again, Vietsu Kolpchinus HaTorah, Shayu Bachshecha, all of the levels of Torah that were in B'shikha, that were forgotten, Yetzu min haklipas, will come out of the dark, v'yachzuru the Yisrael, they will be returned to Klal Yisrael, shu soid, yitzias, hadas, migolos, that will be the ultimate das that will come out of Golos. Zeh shama chazal masechtes Rosh Hashanah. And this is what the Gemara refers to. Kol shita v'shita shenot lo'umas ha'olam Yisrael v'Yerushalayim. Every idea, every row, however you want to translate this, that the nations took from Klal Yisrael and from Yerushalayim, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu Lachzino Lanu Hashem will return them to us. Shu the Kavana Zahomer Shatar Nechteve Shitin Shitin, that's why the Torah has to be written on lines. Shu Kol Shitin Shatar V'Das Shenat L'Mamenu Masa'ilam Shenaklipis, everything that they took from us. All the darkness, all Siddhaka Dishbrok, Lachzir and Lanu Hashem will return them to us. Aydesh Yivutal Ara, by nullifying, by getting rid of all of the evil. Umemeli Yeribi Adas. Automatically, there will be this great surplus of infusion of Das. V'layyad B'chinus Achurayim, it's not good. It will no longer be the backside. Ki impanim b'panim, to go back, as the Baltani just told us, a face to face. A lips-to-lips kiss, k'moy b'shas Matan Torah, as there was by Matan Torah, shenemar, Torah says, panim b'panim, dibur Hashem, l'kol kalchem, Hashem spoke to you face-to-face, kein yeh b'vias ha-goyel, this is what will take place when Mashiach comes, b'meheira b'yameinu, amen netzach selev o'ed, baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'yamein, yimlech Hashem li'olam, amen v'yamein. It should all happen before Tisha B'Av.
Amen. Amen.